The following program is an exclusive Disruption Network's production.
Disruption Network and First Source Federal Credit Union have teamed up to help support the Central New York Veterans Outreach Center Sunday, April 28th from noon to 4 p.m. Located at the Veterans Outreach Center, 726 Washington Street in Utica. There will be food, live entertainment, raffles, live podcasting from the D, and an appearance by Audie from the Utica Commons. We are looking for donations of clothes, non-perishable food items, furniture, toiletries, hygiene products, or a minimal cash donation of $5 at the door day of event. All ages are welcome. For more information on donation, drop-off locations, and entertainment lineup, please check out DisruptionNetwork.net. Disrupting Hunger, Sunday, April 28th, brought to you by First Source Federal Credit Union.
Tax season is here, and First Source wants to help you be prepared. Our friends at Furley, Moran, Freer, and Issa have given us some great tax tips to share. Read the blog at fsource.org for helpful answers to your tax questions and feel better prepared before you file. First Source members can also receive a discount on TurboTax software. Be ready for tax season with help from your friends. File smarter, live smarter with First Source. Membership requirements apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D's own baseball podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long, Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network, this is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome, or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish, and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
EC Radio Disruption Networks. EC Radio Disruption Networks.
We're having a sausage party today. It's a sausage fest here, EC Radio. It's an Italian thing, actually. We're celebrating our heritage, if you will.
Tax day.
Oh, yeah, it's tax day.
Tax day.
It is tax day. I totally forgot. I did mine months ago. So greetings and salutations. What's happening, everybody? It's EC Radio time. You can follow along on all Disruption Network social media platforms. And it lives in a nice little fancy ball of podcasting love at disruptionnetwork.net. How are you? Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I had a good weekend. Worked over at the Stanley for the Genesis Tribute and had the All-Stars hanging out with us from Central New York, so that was a good time. And before we get into anything, though, I got to give love and respect out to the sponsors. Utica Coffee, man.
Of course.
How much do we love Utica Coffee, Josh?
Is there any other coffee?
There's not.
There isn't.
It's made me become a snob when it comes to coffee now.
I am a coffee snob,
mm-hmm.
But that's because of Utica Coffee.
Same here, brother. So, same here. Would you go to a store or whatever, and now my nose is up in the air. I'm like, I'm not drinking that Paul DeLima crap.
I'll go into restaurants and just ask, whose coffee do you have?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know. Is it Utica Coffee? No, it's not. I'm not going to have coffee.
Yeah. No Folgers in this cup, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, hell no.
No, hell no. Utica Coffee, we love our friends over there. Wake the hell up, Utica. WakeTheHellUp.com. Hit them up online if you're looking to purchase some great coffee. Man, I'm drinking pistachio today.
I've had the Adirondack blend already, and I've had the Brazil already.
How many times a day are you in there?
Well, I was in Clinton and the Utica office today, so.
So you did both.
And in the morning, I have my own blend.
Uh-huh.
I put together my own blend of coffee.
Okay.
And it is half Italian roast and half Utica Buzz. So Utica Buzz being two times the caffeine. I put those two 50-50. I call it the Italian Stallion.
I love it. Wow, so they mix it up for you? So when they see you walking in?
I mix it up.
Oh, you mix it up yourself. I gotcha.
Yes, but that's my blend.
Wow, cool.
And that's what I brew at home every morning.
Nice.
The Italian Stallion.
And it gives you a nice little smack in the face, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get your day going right.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We love our friends over at Utica Coffee. Thank you so much to all you do for the D, and there's a lifetime supply of Utica Coffee in the back there, so. Good stuff, man. We love our folks over there. Also, Nye Volkswagen in Rome. We love our folks over at Nye Volkswagen in Rome, too, man. They give me that brand new Jetta that's out there, and I've been zipping around the streets of Utica. And the thing is unbelievable. And the sales guys over at Nye Volkswagen are incredible, too. Because if you go into Nye Volkswagen, you mentioned the D, they're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. So if you're looking to buy a brand new Volkswagen, go down to Nye Volkswagen, hit them up online, NyeVDubOfRome.com. Josh Imodio in the house with me today, brother. We're getting our Italian on.
Yes, we are. Well, yes, today's the special day.
Today's the special day.
It's the cracking open of the jar of sausage in the oil.
The unveiling of the jar,
yes,
if you will.
Of course, your gift. Every year I get you a bottle. So
thank you so much, brother. Let's explain to the folks at home that aren't Italian and don't understand this whole tradition that we've been doing for a while now. Explain to them the whole sausage in the oil process and what it means.
It's, of course, a heritage of, you know, an old process that even before refrigeration, how else were you going to store different foods? So it's coming from, you know, from the old country as far as drying it and storing it in oil.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing that one in my family for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 44, and it's been going on for generations in my family. So we decided that this year we're certainly going to go ahead and make an overload amount of dried sausage.
I love the story that you told me when you were inspecting a house and people thought the lines in the attic were actual cable lines or power lines. And you're like, nah, this was owned by an Italian family and this is where they hung
course,
the sausage.
Usually in East Utica, of course.
Right.
You go in and they're like, are those lines live? And I'm like, no, not at all. That's
am I going to get shocked?
You have an attic for hanging sausage.
Yeah,
so
perfect attic for hanging sausage. I love it. It's an Italian thing. And not only did he bring the sausage, well, you gave this to me a couple weeks ago.
I did, yes.
Yeah, and it's been sitting in the closet for since you brought it.
Perfect. You need to let it sit for 3 weeks.
Is that what it is, three weeks?
For whatever reason, my mother said 3 weeks, so 3 weeks.
And if anybody knows, your mom knows.
My mom knows.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. My mom directed that sausage party like no other when we were putting this thing together.
Pun. We start off already, huh? So your mom's directing sausage parties.
Oh, you should have seen it. It was hysterical. The way she handled the sausage was hysterical.
Did she squish the sausage?
She had her hands right on that sausage.
Okay.
I'm sure she's listening too. This is a good one.
Ma, thanks for squishing the sausage. This is great. And I want to thank you, Mrs. Imodio, for hooking me up with this jar. This is nice. So we got to crack this open.
Yeah, the process of putting it all together, I mean, from trimming the pork butts to just grinding it up, doing everything is awesome.
Now, you got to get the skins first, right? And then you stuff the sausage? Is that how you do it first? Do you stuff your own sausage?
Well, we definitely stuff our own sausage.
Okay.
Yes, but you also have to prep the sausage. It's not a matter of just cutting up pork butts and grinding it down and throwing it. No, you have to season it.
Oh, okay.
You definitely have to season it.
Slap it down, give it a rub.
Give it a few rubs.
Okay.
Get your hands right on it.
Okay.
And just keep mashing it until it feels right.
And rub the hell out of that sausage.
And then, you know, everybody has their own secret little recipes. People do different things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not scared to share ours, but
really?
Pretty much salt, pepper, crushed red pepper, ground.
Okay.
Fennel seed, and trimmed pork butts.
Is there a measurements, or is it just throw it in? Is it a punt?
We're Italian.
Right, so there's no measurements.
You don't measure. We don't measure.
It's punch.
Eyeball.
It's a punch or a pinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You eyeball it. But then you have to send it through the grinder. You have to make sure that the grind is right.
Mm-hmm.
Too fine, it's not good. Too coarse, it's not going to work. So you have to get the grind perfect. And then you start stuffing your casings, which is hysterical. I mean, just big, long tubes of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to twist off your links.
And these are the exact size, or are there more? Or they're just different lengths, right?
7 to 8 inches.
7 to 8 inches. Perfect. The perfect size of a nice sausage right here.
Yeah.
7 to 8 inches.
Yes. And then, you know, you got to put your links in together.
Okay.
Link them off. And then before you even hang the sausage, you have to actually prick the sausage.
Oh, there's a pricking session.
There's a pricking time, yes.
And what takes place in the pricking?
You're taking pins. You're just pricking the casings.
Okay.
On two sides.
Now, how many? Just one prick?
No, just keep. Yeah, just become a prick.
Okay.
And just keep pricking it.
You're just many
holes, because you have to make sure that there's no air on the inside.
All right.
Air is going to, of course, keep it. Is going to make it go stale.
Okay. I got you. And that's where you want the oil to seep into too. Correct.
It'll help, but those will probably seal off. It's more for the drying process than anything.
Okay.
So you have to sit there. Of course, my brother and I there say, "Hey, Roger, that's a nice prick." You know, we really got involved in this.
Your brother is good at pricking, huh?
He was. Yeah.
Did he teach you how to prick?
He didn't teach me to prick. I mean, I learned on my own how to prick.
You learned how to be your own prick?
I did.
I like it, man.
I did. So then you have to squeeze your sausage.
Okay, then wait. After you prick,
after
you squeeze.
After you prick it, you have to squeeze it.
Okay.
So you're letting some of the air out.
Is there a process with squeezing? Is there a technique with squeezing?
Usually it's flatten them down.
Oh, okay.
Flatten them down.
Okay.
So you're squeezing them out that way.
So it's more of a flatten than a squeeze.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So you flatten the sausage.
Then you tie off with twine on one end.
What kind of, like just regular old twine?
Regular twine, yeah. Just tie it off. Some people use, you know, cooking twine.
Okay.
Tie off one end, hang it in your attic. Now, it has to be the right temperature also.
Okay, so it has to be warmer than normal, right?
No.
No?
Colder.
Colder?
Yes, you don't want it to freeze.
All right.
So you also don't want it to be too warm.
So that's why February is the perfect time to put it in your attic.
February, March-ish, yep.
What's the temperature usually?
Between 38 and 42 degrees is where you want to stay.
Okay.
Too warm, bacteria will grow.
All right.
Too cold, it freezes and doesn't have time to cure.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to keep it between 38 and 42 degrees. Check on it every day. It should be hung for approximately 3 weeks, but it could be a little sooner, or it might take a little longer. You know, my mother would come over to the house, to my house, and you know, she would squeeze the sausage. She would go upstairs and just start squeezing it.
So you have to squeeze it often?
You go up, you have to test it to make sure it's done.
Or flatten it out.
Well, by that time, it's started to cure already.
Okay.
But at that point, you have to just keep squeezing your sausage to make sure it's hardening up.
And that's a lot of sausage to be squeezing.
We did 100 pounds this year.
100 pounds this year?
100 pounds.
Wow.
That'll dry down to approximately 80 pounds.
Okay, still 80 pounds.
That was a lot of sausage.
Yeah, a lot of pricking, a lot of squeezing.
Squeezing.
Stuffing. Yeah.
And then from there, you take them down, cut the links, put them in the jar, cover them with olive oil. Or oil.
Is there anything else other than olive oil in this?
Well, that one's vegetable oil.
Okay.
A lot of people do it with olive oil, but depending on how much you're gonna make, I mean that could add up for a lot of olive oil. So any type of oil. Old school, they used to do it with lard. Just keep it in lard.
Oh wow.
So yeah, that's how they do it.
Have you ever had it in lard?
I never have.
No.
Nope.
Never heard of such a thing. That sounds like a cholesterol hand grenade.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's open this thing.
Open it, yeah.
So, also got to mention, you brought a whole bunch of cheese, too, and mustards. Like, Josh came prepared. Well, this is like a Saturday afternoon at an Italian house right now. Oh, yeah. Look at that. All right, buddy. It smells like a pork store.
Does it?
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, do you ever drain some out, or do you just go right in? What's the technique as you open it?
When you open it, I mean, you actually have to, as you're, don't get it on your laptop.
No,
or
I know.
On your keyboard. Actually, as the oil level's going down, as you're pulling the sausage out, you want to keep adding oil to it to always keep it covered.
Okay. So you got to keep adding oil to it.
Yeah.
What if you let it dry out?
I don't know. I've never let it dry out.
Okay.
So I have no idea. Are they stuck in there?
They're stuck in there. Maybe you should grab it before I do spill it all over the keyboard.
Spill all over. Okay. I might be off camera for this one.
You've known me for a while. You know my techniques, and you know I could be a klutz. So.
Oh my gosh.
So Josh, right now, it's stuck in there. They are. They're in there pretty good, right? You just gotta kind of squeeze the sausage and maneuver it. There you go, buddy.
We got one.
Squeeze and jiggle. Squeeze and jiggle.
We got one.
All right. No, there's paper towels right in front of you.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, there's paper towels right in front of you. So here we are. Priceless Inspections. We do got to plug the business, too.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, man.
Thank you.
You know, we appreciate all your support around here at the D, and you've been a huge sponsor since we started. So thank you for all that you do, brother. And
you're welcome.
This is cool that we can share our heritage together today
on
EC Radio.
You know,
this is great.
Sunday mornings, we can get hit with, like, the meatballs and sauce.
Yeah, we too got to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I'm rocking the Meatball Madness T-shirt today because I wanted to bring up that Josh, during Meatball Madness, was in the meatball eating contest.
Yep.
And throughout this contest, everybody finished, you know, and Josh stayed there until he finished his 20 meatballs. He stayed up there for about another good, half hour, 20 minutes, half hour.
I would say.
And just ate. Everybody's gone. They cleared up. They cleaned up around him, and he's still up there on the platform eating meatballs. He's like, hey, if they're going to give me the meatballs, I'm going to finish them all. It wasn't a time thing with him. He was just like, he's going to eat. I loved it, man.
I did okay during the contest, too.
Now, how many did you eat? What was it, like 5 minutes or 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
It's two minutes.
I was able to down 10 this year.
10 in 2 minutes?
10 in 2 minutes.
That's a lot, man.
It is, and you do hit a wall at one point, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, at least eating it that way. After that, then you just sit and finish them off.
Right. I love this guy. Look at, he's prepping my sausage right now. He cut it up to size. Oh, now, this is more like the size of the sausage that I like. It's a little... Thank you, buddy.
Okay,
and thank you. Thank you. This is great, man. This is like Saturday afternoon at like my grandmother's house right now.
This is nice.
This is nice. But that Meatball Madness, it was you were cracking me up over there because you were very last one to leave that stage and you hung out there for a while and you just
I wasn't going to throw
right
him out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know, it's like Vince Lombardi said, we didn't lose the game, we just ran out of time. And it's the same way. Maybe I didn't win in the 2 minutes, but you put me up there for a while. I'll just keep eating.
Yeah. Hey, so. Mine as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do a long distance one.
Oh, I think that would be great.
Right? We try to do
start at the beginning.
To do it for Tomato Pie Day, and like every slice of tomato pie, we had a couple competition going on between Masucci, Colenso, and Pete.
Okay. That was a great day, too.
That was the very first one, very first tomato pie day that he ever did. And tried to do a tally, a running tally. Every time he ate a slice of tomato pie, you do a tally. Maybe Meatball Madness should do something like that.
That would be great.
Just how many, tally up every meatball that you eat and see how many you eat throughout the day. in a 3-hour time frame.
I had 26 total that day. 26 because I ate six before the contest.
Yeah.
So I was just prepping.
They had me as a judge, and I learned the hard way not to eat the whole thing.
Oh.
Because I was eating the whole meatball.
There were how many vendors? Or how many?
15.
Yeah, so you were...
So by the time I got to like 9, 10, I was just eating half of the meatball.
Right.
Because I'm like, wait, I'm going to get full by the time I get to number 15. I'm not going to be able to taste the meatball.
Right.
But...
No, it was.
You got to sample it.
Great,
taste little.
It was
by,
a great event.
Little by little. Oh,
and of course, it's for the Abraham House. So,
indeed.
You know what a great facility they have over there. That's one of those charities that if you feel like giving to someone, you know, choose the Abraham House.
Yes, especially you know, locally.
Local.
You're looking for a good
everything local.
Local charity. This is the way to go.
You bet.
Absolutely. So speaking of local, a lot of this stuff is local, too, that you brought in, huh?
A lot of it is local. Not all of it. I mean, it was purchased local, but, you know, you could try the that one there is the it's a honey mustard. Honey mustard. Then we've got the full seed mustard and a fig spread.
Fig spread, huh?
Fig spread.
I gotcha.
But you got all these different cheeses in front of you.
Are we getting old now that we're eating fig spread?
No.
Right.
No.
Do you think of figs? I think of my grandmother. Like, my grandmother ate figs. I don't know. Is that an Italian thing?
Did she live old?
In their mid to late 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it didn't hurt them then. It
didn't hurt them, no.
So
I just don't do the taste of figs. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
All right, here we go.
All right.
That's good. It's like Italian beef jerky, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of guys, they go out, they go hunting. And here I go chewing on air again. People get upset when I chew on air, but I don't care.
That was the first piece I've had, too.
When you go out, you hunt, and get yourself a deer, and cut off all the meat, and then, of course, you make jerky.
Right.
This is Italian jerky.
Well, I had some I didn't put in the oil, so I was eating it just like Italian jerky.
Really? All
that.
Dried out and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah? What does that taste like? Kind of the same way.
Kind of the same way you're eating right now.
But it's more softer?
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring any toothpicks?
I forgot them.
So wait, how many jars did you jar up? If you had 80 pounds of sausage coming out of here, how many jars did you put together?
Oh, between the 100 pounds and the three of us who went in on it, probably 40 jars.
Wow.
Close to.
You just give them away to friends.
A couple different sides. Not always.
Not always.
Only the good people.
How many do you keep for yourself?
Three or four.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also the bigger quart size.
Right, and it'll last you all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the whole thing with St. Joseph Day and the sausage in the oil? Is there a comparison, or is it just something?
No, nothing.
No,
no comparison on that.
Okay.
It's just St. Joseph Day, just another holiday that I wish more people would celebrate. But that would be basically 2 days after St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Because what isn't that the thing, the time that you release your sausage? It's like right around St. Joseph's Day, the debut of the sausage.
It all depends on the weather. Mm-hmm. Weather is what dictates when you are going to hang your sausage. So you have to prep for it. So you never know exactly. But yeah, I guess around that time is when you could really start thinking about it, I would say.
It's so good, bro. Good job on it.
Thank you. Good job, Mom. I love that recipe.
Thank you, Mom. This is really good. Did you ever think about selling it? Like, putting it in stores? I think it would eat. People would eat this up.
They would.
Literally.
They would. They do have jars of it over at Napoli's. I saw that the other day for sale.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's where I picked up some of these cheeses. So
it's very good. Thank you so much, man. Every year he gets me one. Every year. It's been going on for years, too, even well before this, like during the EC days. And if not a jar, then you'd bring me a couple pieces.
I used to have them in little bags, little Ziploc bags.
They'd be a little, like you're giving me an eighth of sausage. Here you go, man.
Sausage out of my pocket and hand it off to you.
Here's a quarter ounce of sausage. I grew it myself. No, it's good stuff, man. No, it really is, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's going to last right there. Probably, in my opinion, that jar right there will last about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around here?
Yep.
Yep.
because the demographic of Italians that come on the show, and I mean, we're in a predominantly Italian area right now, too, is lingering right around 97-96%.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And you keep that percentage up there, too.
Yeah.
The amount of the Italian guests and the host. No, thank you, man. What kind of cheese did you bring?
All right. Well,
is this a blue cheese?
There is a blue cheese in there.
Ooh.
So there's a blue cheese. There is an extra, extra sharp cheddar.
Which one's that? This guy right here?
No, that's Manchego.
Manchego?
Yeah. Manchego cheese.
Manchego, huh?
Next to that would be a Gouda.
I like me some Gouda.
My favorite is provolone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be imported and aged just right. So that's the reason I went down to Napoli's for that one. Yes, there's other places in the area, but I just know of that one. That's the one I really enjoy.
It's your go-to spot.
It is. Yeah. In terms of that, yes. Roma's has the same one, as long as it's the imported. So I love theirs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the provolone there, and
I'm stuffing my face.
Fontanelle.
Which one's Fontanelle?
Well, the way I put them on your plate's a little different. So
oh, okay.
You're gonna be hidden
under this one. I got it. Josh, you're the man. Bringing all this stuff, man. We're really getting our Italian on. The only thing we're missing is the pasta meatballs right now.
I know. Or some vino.
Next time. Well, you did bring wine.
Vino.
You did. You brought some Moscato. I'll have some Moscato.
All right.
Let's have some Moscato. Priceless Inspection, though. How long have you been doing Priceless Inspection? How long has that been going on for now? 7 years?
It'll be 7 years in June.
7 years in June?
But just over 5 years ago, I went full-time as a home inspector.
Okay. So you were doing it part-time for 2 years? It was like kind of like a side
about
hustle?
About a year and 4 months I did part-time. But at that point, I had to choose.
Yeah.
And inspections, I knew, was what my passion was, as opposed to sitting in a cubicle all day. That's not what I was meant to be doing.
Okay, that's so, what you're doing? Like desk work and stuff like that?
Desk work, but in the construction industry, project managing. But it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but you're too antsy to be sitting at a desk all day.
Yeah, I know.
You are.
No, I'm
you
not
got a lot of energy.
Way at all.
Right. You do have a lot of energy, though. You've always been high energy and go, 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 and you've always been a go-getter. Oh, thanks, bro.
You have to be.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cheers. Thank you for everything. Priceless Inspection. Check them out online. You got a website?
I do. Pricelessinspections.com. Mostly everyone goes right to the Facebook page, y'all. That seems to be the place to go.
Oh, that is so good. Moscato?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I came across this bottle, and it became my favorite Moscato, the Sirocco.
Oh, excellent, man.
Moscato DSD.
Very tasty. Very, very tasty. I might get drunk today now. We might drink up a little bit. And somebody, if you're coming down, we're going to need another bottle of Moscato.
Moscato, please.
We also do have Utica Club in the back. We got to go support our sponsors there, too. So if you need a fresh, cold UC, man, there's one in the back. Go help yourself.
I'm good with the wine and cheese and sausage.
Nice. Have you seen the Saranac lineup this year for concerts?
I have not yet.
No?
No.
It's going to be good this year.
They announced it?
Well, a few. There's a couple more to be announced.
Okay. Well, it's always been... Every year, they've put together a really good lineup.
This year is very, very diverse, so...
Good.
And with the two announcements that they're going to be making...
Right.
Even more diverse.
Really?
Something that's never happened at the brewery ever before.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that, because I know I'll get in trouble if I spill the beans.
No,
so.
Don't spill it.
But...
No, that'll be a great announcement.
It's going to be a huge year at Saranac. Saranac.com is their website, so go visit it when they make the announcement. But there's already announcements made. Who's coming? The Struts. I'm calling it right now. The Struts are going to be the show of the year at the brewery this year.
The Struts.
The Struts. It's July 26th. Kind of like the Struts are like the Queen meets Rolling Stones. Very 70s classic rock,
right.
Fun party, glam rock type stuff.
Nice.
They're a party.
Okay.
Great party. In fact, the lead singer of the Struts reminds me of Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
Just his energy, the way he gets the crowd into it. He does a lot of call and response things to the crowd. And one night I seen him, he had him crawling on the floor. He had the whole crowd crawling on the floor. And he's going, all right, when it's time to explode, it's time to explode. And everybody jumped up. And I was like, wow.
So it's crowd interaction, everything.
Oh, it's great, man. It's great. It's a great show. They're bringing back rock and roll.
See, that's fun.
That is going to be the show of the year at the brewery this year, the Struts.
You're
They opened up for the Foo Fighters all last summer.
Okay. And, so they've got.
And Dave Grohl says it's his favorite all-time opening band.
Really?
And they would get up every night and do Under Pressure from Queen and David Bowie. So, I'm telling you, the Struts. Also, they got Peppers coming, right? Isn't Pepper coming back? There's, you know, some reggae happening. Get the Let Outs happening just in a couple weeks.
Okay, I saw that one.
That's going to kick off on May the 18th.
Okay.
And Slightly Stupid's coming back.
Again.
And Dark Star's coming back. So
a
lot of the classic favorites, but there's going to be some new stuff this year.
Good.
I'm excited, man.
Good.
There's always something to do in the summertime around here.
I'm gonna back up and correct you. There's always something to do in Utica.
There really is.
All year.
You just got to go out and get it.
It's there.
But in the summertime, though, there's just so much going on that you got to make decisions. Like, I got to pick one over the other. There's this festival going on opposed to this concert or whatever, you know?
It's a good problem to have.
It is.
That's a lot better than the alternative. So I'd rather have the choices of, okay, which one am I going to go to?
Indeed, man. And with the addition of Lakeview Amphitheater, a couple of years ago, I mean, now we have music right here in our backyard where we'd have to drive all the way to SPAC or go to Darien Lake or New York City.
Those damn friggin' rides of SPAC. Remember those?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I remember just running into you in parking lots. Like, even at Darien Lake, just turn the corner, like, there's Z.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm still alive from all that.
You and I both.
Yeah, I was a parking lot celebrity.
You were, actually. You were.
Oh, man,
those
hilarious.
Were fun days.
We've seen. It was a great music scene back then. I talk about it a lot.
As you should.
And back in when we were growing up, if you will, or coming up in our early, late teens, like 20s, 30s and stuff. It was a great, vibrant music scene.
I mean, it was concerts every weekend somewhere,
mm-hmm.
whether it be from the Tweeter Center all the way to Darien Lake, everything in between. You would just stop and follow different bands. You know, that was great. I remember that. We talk about that often.
Yeah. Is there any bands out there right now that are blowing your head off?
Truthfully, I'm pretty much at a point where business is in the forefront of my mind.
Gotcha.
And I've just taken a back seat to going out in terms of, you know, going out all night or traveling to see someone and not working the next day. I'm at a different point in my life right now where it's more to focus on my career, and that's where I'm at. So as far as listening to new music, anything, I really don't know.
Yeah, whatever's in the background, kind of.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to going to see a live show, especially those at Saranac. Mile away from my home, I'm okay with that. It's those long trips, you know, like the Darien Lake shows.
They get
over with at midnight, and you know you're working at 6 in the morning. And you still have to make it back the 3 hours from Buffalo. Those suck.
Oh, yeah.
Those suck.
I know that situation all too well.
You know?
All too well. And you're driving. Sometimes you drive right into work. You don't even have time to go home to shower, to even clean yourself up. You got to go right into
go
work.
Go right in.
And still smell like the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, right.
No way. So as far as any of the up-and-coming bands, I really don't know. Because that's not what... That's not what I'm looking at right now.
I gotcha.
So,
I gotcha.
It's more into the reading.
It's your grind, man. You're on a grind, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, that's why your business is growing every day. It's because you constantly grind.
It's a matter of, you know, I come across something different every day on a home inspection, and I'm not in it to just say, okay, here's this is an issue or this isn't an issue. I will find out what the answer is. I have a great mentor in the business, too, so he helps me along. But I will delve in a little bit more and research those types of things to find out as much as I possibly can about what that was that I found on the inspection. And it's a matter of just growing in that aspect. I'm not just a home inspection. I am a home inspector.
Mm-hmm.
That is my business, my career, my focus, my number one priority. So it's putting everything I have in terms of my business into that. So reading nonstop on how to become a better home inspector, it never ends. And you can always be better than you were yesterday.
Oh, indeed.
There's always room for an improvement. So it's wanting to do that also. And I owe that to my clients to do that. So
right on, brother. That's great perspective. That's a great way to look at it. With all the old architecture going on in this area, I'm sure you see some stuff. What's some of the craziest shit you've seen?
Like just on inspections, or what do you mean?
On inspections, or
because I can take that too. I can take that a couple different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've seen weird shit in homes that people have done.
Mm-hmm.
American ingenuity at its finest.
Like clotheslines or clothes hangers wrapped around like electrical boxes and stuff like that.
Speaking of an electrical box, the best one I've seen yet so far was in some of the older homes. Actually, it wasn't far from the studio either, in this area. But the meter was down in the basement. I saw jumper cables from a car attached to the service entrance cable before the meter, and they were stealing power through jumper cables from a car. It was a fire waiting to happen. Tenants stealing the power.
What kind of car?
No, the jack. The car jacks.
I got you.
The jumper cables.
The jumper cables.
Yeah, and they were stealing power. It was great.
Oh my!
That was a good one. I saw drywall used as roof sheathing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Sheetrock used as roof sheathing.
Really?
And a 5-foot sliding patio door, vinyl sliding patio door installed in a roof because somebody wanted a ventilated skylight. And I remember them calling me, asking me why it was leaking, because you have a door installed into your roof. So whoever they hired, that's what they installed. It's weird shit. Very weird shit that you see.
Oh, I can imagine. Especially around here, though, because there's a lot of old buildings here. And it's like hard to maintain and keep up with, you know, or update them.
Right.
You know, so people are doing the MacGyver way of doing things, which is not the right way to do things.
Not the right way at all. Not at all. You talked about the architecture, but I can tell you now, being in my seventh year, I'm seeing I go into different areas. You never know where I'm going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really nice getting into the old architect or the old homes in the Utica area.
Mm-hmm.
So those big homes over on like Scott Street or Newell Street. You know, you walk in, and it is still the original early 1900 homes. Exposed wood that nobody's painted over yet. The nice old hardwood floors, just the right amount of creak to them. You know, not too much, not too little, just the right amount of creak to those wood floors.
Giant rooms.
Huge. And high ceilings.
Yeah, and the cool, you know, moldings.
The pillars and mm-hmm. curved architecture and moldings. Those things are what I love,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice to see those in houses. So you see that all the time.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned around Scott Street, too, those big castles over there.
Right.
Was it Jewett? Is it Jewett?
Jewett, yeah.
Jewett and Scott. It's the same.
I said Newell, but it's Jewett and Scott.
Those castles are, like, awesome.
They're awesome.
And they're just broken up into different apartments and stuff.
Yeah.
But originally, you think it was broken? Was it just for one home, or did they have it broken up like that? Like, did somebody live in there and, like, raised a family?
Well, a lot of times, don't forget how it was back then. It was the extended families used to live in there.
So right.
Most of those were, whether they were built as one families, which most of them were, but there was enough room for the two families.
Mm-hmm.
So you do see that a little bit, but, you know, once investors had gotten involved, we, you know, you go in and you turn those into separate units. And, you know, you still see some of it. A lot of times that's architecture gets painted over, though.
Yeah.
At that point. But when they're still the single family home or the extended family home, it's still all exposed on the inside. And that's great. Those are beautiful.
And you paint over them, though, it kind of loses its character a little bit. But,
it does.
But still, when you go inside, though, and you bring up a great point, those big, long hardwood floors, giant rooms, and good stuff. They don't make them like they used to, right?
No, they do not. No, they do not.
That's the one thing I do love about Utica is the architecture. And even upstate New York, too. You go to Buffalo, it's just another big, Utica.
Big Utica.
You know, Rochester, Syracuse, same thing. They all have the same different architecture.
They do, but even those bigger cities still have the same type of same look to certain areas. It's just that those cities grew around those areas after. So you mm-hmm. start getting in there. All those little communities inside those big cities were just like what you're seeing here. And they're all the same.
Would you love to hop into the DeLorean and go back in time right around like the turn of the century when Utica was really popping and stuff?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to check that out.
Like the 40s and 50s when there are 155,000 people in Utica.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. You see the pictures of the big parades down the streets. Mm-hmm. And just people lined everywhere.
Yeah, I would love to.
Wouldn't that be great?
Check that out. Yeah. Just to take the DeLorean back in time. Do a little time traveling.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be super cool. Where would you go? Is that at the time you would go? 1940s, 50s?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd back it up even further. Probably right around the turn of the century, from 1800 to the 1899.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what was going on.
If you have a DeLorean, go wherever you want, anytime you want. You know, why limit it?
Why limit it? You're right. Absolutely. Why would you limit it? You know, it's windy, man. Have you noticed the wind today has been nuts? It was whipping that door open earlier, so that's why I had to lock it down, and now it's whipping open the mail slot.
Holy crap.
So that's what you're hearing.
That's
It's been brutal, man, the last couple
night,
days.
Last this morning storm.
Woke me up 3 times.
Yeah.
It was brutal this morning.
You have a dog?
I have 2.
Did they wake up at 2 o'clock this morning?
I don't know what time it was, but there was a couple times.
My puppy, this was his first, real thunderstorm, and that thing, he was just shaking and whimpering, and he was not enjoying that one. He's okay with fireworks, everything, but I don't know. There was something about that storm this morning. It was brutal, but he was up, so.
This year, it's been super windy.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? We've had some major windstorms in the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, as long as we don't get any snow, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we're through the snow, though. Thank God. I hope.
So.
Knock on wood.
You remember it snowed on Mother's Day once, don't you?
Yeah, I
mean,
do.
Not anything too heavy, but
I was in the middle of a music concert, a music festival at the time when we were Joe Mom and the Soul Train back in the day.
Oh,
yeah. And remember that? Yeah, remember the Soul Train back then?
I love all of that.
And we were doing a festival out in Oneonta. I was managing them at the time. And we did a festival out in Oneonta, like one of those, I can't remember what the hell it was, but it was Mother's Day. And it was snowing when we woke up on Mother's Day on Sunday. Yeah. Snowing, and not just snowing, but like a couple inches.
Yeah,
it was like 4 or 5 inches. It's crazy. You never know, man. Mother Nature is bipolar, especially in upstate New York. Yeah, I'll take a little bit more. Thank you, man. We're getting our Italian on today. It's an Italian thing. Salute. But you gotta admit, and we talk about this a lot too on EC Radio, is the growth in Utica.
Always. Always talk about the
And there's a lot of good things happening. And I do mention it a lot, pretty much on every podcast, because there is a lot of positive things. And we were talking about back in the day when it was like 150,000 people, even though there's, maybe 60, 70,000 people in the area now.
Yep.
Even though the population has diminished, there's a lot of great people doing very, very cool things in this town.
Because they know. It's going to breed more of it, too. Mm-hmm. The more people do things, the more other people need things to do. And that's just how it's going to be. We've been here our whole lives. And I remember them talking about doing certain things way back in the day. Things like Harbor Freight. Or, I'm sorry, Harbor Point. Like, I remember them talking about way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to see more and more of that developing, and it's at the point where that's going to just be taking off. it's no more talking. It's a lot more doing.
That's the thing,
and
too.
That's the key.
Excellent point, because it has been less talking and more action.
More action.
And what, you know, what Rob Esch is doing over there at the Odd, and now the Nexus Center is going to be going up there, and he took over Babes, and like that whole
right.
Harbor Point's the focus. It's going to be a focus in Utica for a few years, and in like 10 years, that whole area is going to be dynamite. It's going to be cool. There's going to be things to do over there.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And right there, just off the thruway also, I mean, you're going to be getting people who want to stop there on their ride east and west.
Yeah. And you get that, too, especially with all the hotels going up
right.
on the North Jenny there. And there's a lot happening.
You know, you got to make it a destination place,
mm-hmm.
not just a rest stop. It needs to be a destination. And that's what's happening.
I like what's going on downtown. There's a vibrant scene going downtown. There's foot traffic. The kids are down there in the afternoon over at Utica College, and people are running in and out to eat, and there's eateries, and there's bars, and things are happening down there.
The whole area. I mean, North Genesee Street, you know, where we see Utica Coffee, Utica Bread, Johnny's Pizza, that whole place right there is awesome. And it's great to not be able to find a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to find a parking spot.
It is.
And it wasn't like that, and it's just grown. I mean, of course, places like, you know, especially Utica Coffee. I've been going there since 2011. So for 8 years for myself, I did used to work there too.
You did?
I did. Yep, in 2011. And just seeing the growth of it now is something that's just awesome. It's awesome. You know, Frank's a great guy.
He is.
You know, I'm glad I got to know him back then, and to be able to see the progress. And it's all because he puts out a great product.
Yeah, and he's got great vision.
Great vision, but also great help.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's huge. Yes. Is the help that he hires, and that's what people see.
Yeah, and we can't forget about there. Heather. We got to mention Heather,
of course. Yes,
that's the backbone of Utica Coffee over
yes.
there. You know, he thinks it, and she puts it in action. You know,
yeah,
you know, it's pretty yep. much how some of that goes. And then they got a great staff. Michelle down there is a sweetheart, and everybody that works down there, super cool. And I know it's your spot, too. It's like your meeting place. I go down there to meet people all the time just to
always.
Do business or whatever. And it's like, hey, meet me at Utica Coffee at noon. And we have our meetings there.
Well, I know with the way I schedule with my home inspections, I know that my first stop after my morning inspection is at Utica Coffee. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I'm going to go. And I will be there at a certain time pretty much every day. No ifs, ands, abouts about it.
Cheers to Utica Coffee as we're drinking Moscato.
Yes.
I was drinking
the
pistachio.
You had the coffee
there. Yeah,
the
pistachio, man. I love their stuff, man. Drink it all the time. We're fueled by Utica Coffee over here. Ah, man, what a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up a little sluggish today, but as the day has gone on, it's gotten better and better and better. And you stopping over here with the smorgasbord of sausage and cheese and crackers and Moscato and... Wow, who knows what's going to happen for the rest of the day.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to that, brother. Cheers to that. Hey, have you been watching the Yankees at all?
Now that hockey's over, yes.
Yes? Yeah, they need to get it together a little bit. They're slipping, but there's a lot of injuries on that team right now.
There is. And that's going to be fine. They'll overcome that.
They will. The reason why I bring up baseball is because the Baseline is going to be going live tonight on the D around 8 o'clock. So
yes.
Catch up with JP and Sean Patrick Gaffney. Those guys are killing it, man. They're doing really, really well with that baseball podcast.
That's a great show.
They're killing
it. That's a great show.
They're doing very well. I'm proud of my boys. And they come prepared. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. And they got stats and figures and stuff like that. And so big things happening on the Baseline this year. And they've got some interviews coming up. They had that great interview with Doc Gooden not too long ago. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I saw that online.
That was pretty neat. So, yeah, they're doing good. So tonight, right around 8:30, the Baseline's going. A little agita going.
Oh, good.
I'm trying not to belch.
Yeah. See, I could turn away every now and then.
Right. The cheese belch. That's a stinky belch.
Depends on which one you're having.
Right, too. Well, when you're mixing them all together, it could really, really stink really bad.
Well, if you got that provolone and that extra sharp cheddar, you're done for.
Mm-hmm.
You're done for.
Man, this is great, man. So is that goat cheese that I just ate?
Yes.
It is goat cheese? I thought so.
It is goat cheese.
Okay. Goat cheese. Mm.
I mean, a charcuterie board has to have a soft cheese, a hard cheese, and a medium cheese.
Okay. So I didn't know that.
Pretty much, that's the rule to follow.
Gotcha.
So that's why you get the different size and different ones here. So.
And the sausage and the oil. What kind of olive oil do you use in the oil?
Kind I don't remember just, which one my no. mother had purchased on that one.
It's not Janko.
What is it?
Not Janko.
No.
No.
Nope. But that's actually vegetable oil in that one.
It's veggie?
That one is.
Got it.
If you're doing a small batch of sausage, then you could pretty much afford to buy the olive oil. But when you're going through gallons of it to fill these jars, no, stick with the vegetable.
Veggie. Who's got it better than us right now, man? This is great.
I know.
This is a great hang. I love this stuff, man. Anything you want to promote? Anything you got going on or you support?
Well, I've already mentioned Abraham House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that seems to be one of my bigger supporters right now, or charities. Anything going on with veterans, anything, is something that I'm going to be continuing to promote. Not a lot gets done for the veterans and our active military. I don't want to leave them out because without them, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we do on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And it's very important that we take care of them. So anything to do with veterans.
Was that a segue for me?
Yes, it was.
It was? Great job, man.
You're
good at this. See, you're natural.
Yes. Go for it.
Well,
man.
Speaking of veterans, we're doing the fundraiser for Veterans Outreach Center,
yes,
which is coming up at the end of the month. We have drop-off boxes all over at First Source Federal Credit Union. So if you go to any of their branches, they'll take clothes or non-perishable food items or furniture or pretty much any basic home necessity,
mm-hmm,
hygiene products, toiletries, any of that.
Anything.
Stuff. Anything. Deodorant.
They could use anything.
Anything. Even the day of the event, which is April 28th. It's a Sunday. We're going from noon to 4.
Yep.
Even the day of the event, they'll take perishable food items because they have freezers,
okay,
and refrigerators down there too. So it's really cool, man. It's the old YMCA.
Yep.
726 Washington Street. I mean, we grew up there pretty much, you know.
We grew up there on Saturday mornings.
Right.
I don't know. Did you used to go to the Y?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah. It was my thing to go. Like, my uncle would take me to the Y and go work out and run and go play basketball.
Every Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it was cheap babysitting for our parents.
I think so. I was a YMCA kid.
Yeah, I was a YMCA kid, too. I didn't do that.
No, I didn't either. I just did it, though.
But you did it.
I had to. Anyways, what they did over there, though, they reconstructed the whole Y, and you know, it's the Veterans Outreach Center now, and they've got rooms there for the vets to sleep at, because believe it or not, there's veterans in the United States that are homeless.
There's not just there. There's veterans in our own community, mm-hmm, that are homeless.
Exactly, exactly. And not eating, and, you know, they took care of us, so we need to take care of them.
Yes.
So we're looking for these donations. Come on out April 28th. And like I said, if you can't make April 28th, there are drop-off locations at all First Source Federal Credit Union branches. And also, if you go to disruptionnetwork.net, there's a couple of other locations on our website too. But go to First Source Federal Credit Union, open up a checking account, and drop off some donations for the veterans.
Will they be accepting monetary donations?
The day of the event, yes.
Okay.
Not at the drop-off. Somebody imagine that. It'd be kind of, it'd be like a little deposit thing here. Make
at
a little
bank.
Deposit, leave it there.
Yeah.
And all this money stacked up, it would never happen. But
no, that's true.
Yes, monetary donations, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, whatever you can afford.
And even after
they'll take
this,
whatever.
They can always use they could always use the drop-offs and the donations. So
absolutely,
even after this date. But this is a great event that's taking place.
And this is something we're going to be doing all the time too.
Good.
Disrupting hunger, and we want to thank our friends at First Source Federal Credit Union for sponsoring us on this one. And they took the ball and ran with it. They love the idea and they wanted to get involved. So
it's a local. You know, there is a local business as well.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know,
people get it.
Yep.
They get it.
And we got to take care of the vets, man. That's the bottom line, too. And, you know, during the holidays, everybody's making, you know, stuff the bus, and they, I mean, which is great.
And they do
Feed the Hungry and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. Toys for Tots. But we want to do something outside the holidays, you know, because everybody's donating during the holidays. But, you know, people are still hungry in April, May, all year long. So that's why we want to kind of mix it up a little bit and stay away from the whole holiday tradition and do it in the spring and early summer. So we're going to be doing more.
Well, that's great. That's one of the reasons why I like to support Disruption Network. It's for the same type of reason, is you guys are going out there and doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So
thanks, buddy.
At the end of the day, we're pretty much all getting together to help a certain cause.
Yeah, and it's a cause we all believe in.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't get behind a cause that I didn't believe in, but we have to take care of them.
Yes.
It's astonishing the numbers of vets that are on the streets right now with mental health issues and PTSD problems, and it's really, really mind-blowing, and it shouldn't be that way.
No.
It should not be that way.
No, and the only way they're going to get help is if we help them.
Mm-hmm.
And we should.
Yep.
We should.
Yep. Help Disrupt Hunger with us April 28th at the Veterans Outreach Center. They got a nice little cafe in there. Have you been there?
I haven't been there in a while.
There's like this little cafe. They call it the Bunker Cafe.
Okay.
So we're going to have music from Mutt Farm and the Dark Matter Project. Great bands, couple good bands. And we're going to just rock out in there and, you know, collect donations and hang out. Audie from the Yucca Comet's going to make appearance real quick.
Nice.
And say hello so we get a picture taken with Audie. And,
good.
You know, gift baskets and raffles and Chinese auctions and 50-50s. And, you know, we're going to do all that.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a fun time. It's Sunday, April 28th from noon to 4 at the Veterans Outreach Center. Yeah, baby. Lots going on. Nice. And then also we're doing our mayor cleanup team really soon, too.
Oh, that's right.
We'll have that.
When is that coming
up? It's coming up soon. We'll have that announced really soon.
Okay.
But we'll do that on a Wednesday because he does those quality of life sweeps.
Yep.
So we'll do it on a Wednesday with him coming up really soon. And if anybody's interested in joining us for the mayor cleanup team, hit us up. You could DM me, slide into my DMs, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, let me slide into your DM. Slide into the DM and hit me off with a message if you're interested in helping us clean up the city of Utica. In fact, I was talking to the mayor at Tomato Pie Day, and he says, Anthony, you just tell me wherever you want to clean up Utica, and we'll go take care of it. I was like, all right. So now I got to think about where I want to go.
James Street.
We already did that, though.
Oh, you already did that?
We did it 2 years in a row, actually. Okay. That's why I kind of want to stay away from it.
But it's your area, though.
It is my it's my hood, yo.
Right, but I mean, this is your area. That's, you know.
It is my area, but I want to do something different, though. We should need to find another area of town to go clean up.
All right, in front of Veterans Outreach Center, down that way.
That's not a bad idea.
I will get
that's
downtown.
A good one. Over down around Jenny.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, coincide with the whole Disrupt Hunger thing.
See?
I like it. I like it, Josh. Thanks. See? You're thinking, brother.
I try.
I like the way you think,
it
man.
It happens now and then.
Oh, man. This sausage and oil is delicious, too, by the way. Awesome. I don't want to eat so much of it because then it gets stuck in my teeth, and I don't want it to be stuck in my teeth as I'm talking to you, me crazy.
Yeah, there are other tricks that you can do, though, too, because a lot of times that's the casing.
Okay.
So a lot of times you can actually run the sausage under water.
Huh.
Before you put it into the oil.
Okay, before you squeeze it? Or after
it? It's dried out.
Uh-huh.
It's dried out. You actually burn it underwater. You can actually take the skins right off.
Gotcha.
They'll slide right off. So,
and that's the way to not
you
get
can
it
do that too.
Make it a little softer?
Yeah, so you won't get that skin stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. Well, I got toothpicks on the way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the way?
Yeah, I got them on the way.
Sweet. Someone's bringing them?
Yes.
All right.
Someone is bringing us toothpicks, so.
All right.
They should be here in a few minutes, actually. Yeah, in about 5-10 minutes. But yeah,
I had
to prepare for this one. I was going to bring some, and I forgot them at home.
I forgot them on the counter at home.
It is all good.
I bought them too.
I'm on the way. Josh, thank you so much, man, for hanging out today.
You bet, man.
And thanks for bringing all this delicious cheese and the sausage and the oil and the friendship for 25 freaking years or however long I've known you. Man, we've done a lot together, and thank you so much
You're welcome.
All your support, man.
Well,
and
thank you for yours
and
as
this
well.
Delicious cheese right here.
Yes.
Good stuff. We've been laughing ever since you walked in the door. We've been laughing at each other.
I walked in and you just started laughing at me because I had my hands full of a big box and a cheese platter, wine falling out of it.
Funny. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. Before we get out of here, love and support out to my friends over at Night Volkswagen in Rome. I love those guys. Go mention the D. I got cheese stuck in my throat right now. Go mention the D at Night Volkswagen in Rome. $250 off any vehicle purchase. That Jetta out there is amazing, man. I love that thing. I never was into like smaller cars.
Right.
But now that I'm driving this thing, I'm getting used to it, and I'm like zipping around. I feel like I'm driving the Batmobile right now.
Really?
Well, mentally, and I'm weird like that, you know.
All right. It's
too many years of... Yeah. Anyways, but no, the Nye Volkswagen doing awesome things over in Rome. Check out their showroom, 5865 Taberg Road in Rome. See why all the customers love their Nye VW. Also, my man Eddie over at EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. Call them today when it's time to move and relocate at 315-335-0516. Eddie's the man. He'll pack up everything for you. He'll packs it up. He moves you. He unpacks it for you. I mean, the kid is a logistic genius. He is. He's a logistic genius. So hit him up, EJAmoving.com. Eddie, thank you so much, man. He also donated the boxes for the drop-off boxes for Disrupting Hunger.
Yeah.
He donated all those boxes, man. So all those boxes, courtesy of EJA Moving Company. Do you know Eddie?
I've met Eddie once.
I feel like you guys would be like best of friends.
Oh, yeah?
Because you're a logistics guy, too.
Right.
Like, you're a guy that, like, thinks outside the box and always at another level. Eddie's the same way. Eddie's always thinking, you know, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to get that done? And doing it the smart, efficient way. And and you both are exactly the same thinking, same style of thinking. I think you guys would get along famously.
Perfect.
No, he seriously is a great man, and you two should link up.
No, I do. I've known him mostly through the social medias, but you know, the circles also, and you know, with what I do for work and my career, it's you know, people do ask those types of things as far as do you know movers. So obviously him being a sponsor of your show also, it's easy to just give his name out. So truthfully, I've only met him once, but it's enough for me to be able to give his name out.
It's a nice circle we all run in.
Yeah.
I think so. We got a great little circle, and it's cool, and we got a guy for everything, you know? And that's the other thing about living in Utica as well, is like, I got a guy for whatever.
I got a guy.
You got a guy. You got a guy, I got a guy. Chances are it's the same guy.
Same guy.
Or probably related. You know, if we do a family tree, maybe somewhere down the road we're related.
I probably.
Somewhere's down the road. You never know. But, Josh, thanks one more time.
You're welcome.
For all this delicious cheese, the sausage and oil. Absolutely awesome. Plug Priceless Inspection and how people could get a hold of you if they need a good quality home inspection.
Yes, Priceless Inspections. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Priceless Inspections. It'll pop right up. That would be the best way, too. I do have a website, but really Facebook is the way to go. So I would say just look that one up. You can find me. All my contact information is right on there.
Excellent. Cool, man.
Awesome.
Well, best of luck with everything. And
thank you.
Summer's coming up, so we got to go have a few beers this summer somewheres.
All right.
We definitely got to make that happen.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I got one of my favorite guests. Not that you're not one of my favorite guests, but tomorrow, Ben Hameen coming in tomorrow.
Nice.
Do you know Ben? Mm-hmm. He's the independent wrestler, and probably I'm going to get a face slap tomorrow. He's probably getting... I'm probably getting a $5 face slap tomorrow.
Good.
I deserve it, right?
Yeah.
You're right. I do deserve it. Oh, my God. That's so funny. But, yeah, Ben Hameen coming in here to cause everybody some havoc on the airwaves here at EC Radio. So I'm looking forward to that. And we got a big week here. So just keep it locked here. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on all the social media platforms. And give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. We're all over the place. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know what the hell you're listening to? It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
Disruption Network and First Source Federal Credit Union have teamed up to help support the Central New York Veterans Outreach Center Sunday, April 28th from noon till 4 p.m. Located at the Veterans Outreach Center, 726 Washington Street in Utica. There will be food, live entertainment, raffles, live podcasting from the D, and an appearance by Audie from the Utica Commons. We are looking for donations of clothes, non-perishable food items, furniture, toiletries, hygiene products, or a minimal cash donation of $5 at the door day of event. All ages are welcome. For more information on donation, drop-off locations, and entertainment lineup, please check out DisruptionNetwork.net. Disrupting Hunger, Sunday, April 28th, brought to you by First Source Federal Credit Union.
Tax season is here, and First Source wants to help you be prepared. Our friends at Furley, Moran, Freer, and Isa have given us some great tax tips to share. Read the blog at fsource.org for helpful answers to your tax questions and feel better prepared before you file. First Source members can also receive a discount on TurboTax software. Be ready for tax season with help from your friends. File smarter, live smarter with First Source. Membership requirements apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D's Own Baseball Podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long, Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.